interest rates, unionization, and also the market for coins. I'm David Brancaccio. On Wednesday, this Wednesday, interest rates will rise, he said with certainty, with the Federal Reserve meeting on rates and turning off its buying of bonds due to start tomorrow. The 10-year interest rate this morning, 2.97%. It was 1.63% to start the year. Julia Coronado is an economist and founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, interest rates. Look, they're going to go up, but that's not the only thing the Fed is going to do. And that part of their operations is, we're really feeling it for if you're out there trying to borrow to buy a house.
That's right. So part of what the Fed did to stimulate the economy during the pandemic was to buy mortgage bonds to lower mortgage interest rates. And boy, did it work. We saw mortgage rates under 3%. It really led to, helped contribute to a very strong housing market. And now that is being unwound. They are going to start shrinking their balance sheet. And we are seeing that felt in very, very rapid increase in mortgage rates in the last couple of months.
And shrinking their balance sheet. They stocked up on all these bonds and they're sitting there. You know, the Fed has them, at least on paper. And then when they sell them, it has effects in the market and up can go interest rates.
That's right. That's right. And they're not going to actually sell them. They're going to, it's not going to be a fire sale of mortgage bonds. They're just going to let them mature and they're not going to replace them. And so the market has to absorb all of that supply. And as a result, you see the price go down and the interest rates go up.
Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Last month, union advocates at Amazon scored a victory at one facility in the New York area. Now they're looking for a repeat. Later today, federal labor regulators will count ballots. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, the Staten Island warehouse where workers cast these latest ballots, which will be counted today, is right next to the one that already successfully voted to unionize. Now, the vote counting at the National Labor Relations Board starts this afternoon. Results could come early in the evening. And a lot's at stake. Union organizers are trying to maintain momentum and show that they can repeat their success from last month. And they've been hammering the same themes: higher pay, better job protections. For its part, Amazon has been campaigning against unionization. The company says it's not the best answer for its workers, and it wants to work directly with employees to address their concerns.
There's also, Nova, a question about whether that earlier successful union vote will stand. Amazon is getting a hearing to challenge that election.
Yeah, that's right. So Amazon filed 25 objections to the election carried out at the first warehouse, claims such as labor organizers having intimidated workers and suppressed turnout, also that there was an appearance of support from a National Labor Relations Board office in New York. Now, the union has rejected these claims, saying they're a delaying tactic, but Amazon wants a redo, and it's getting a hearing over whether that will happen. That hearing starts May 23rd, could take a few weeks. And so the company was workers in New York still have a ways to go before all the dust settles and we know the outcome of their efforts.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The hobby of kings. That's what they called coin collecting during the Renaissance, when you practically had to be a king to afford it. Now, even I have some weird quarters upstairs, nothing fancy, and the coin market is burgeoning on social media. Here's WLRN's Yvonne Zumtobel.
A meeting is underway at the Palm Beach Coin Club. Members buy and sell coins, discuss the current market, latest trends, and upcoming shows. Matthew Tavori remembers coming here in middle school.
I got $50 from my parents. They let me loose in this room when they had the big shows. And they figured, okay, I'm going to come back with like some magic beans, and it'll be the last they ever hear of this. I came back with some coins and $100.
Now, he says, he's putting himself through graduate school with his rare coin business. Tavori's been selling coins on Instagram since high school. In an interview from his home office in Lake Worth, Tavori pointed to the pandemic as just one reason his business has boomed.
Partially due to the pandemic, inflation's happening. People are rushing to put their cash into assets that they think will appreciate with value, like gold and silver and collectible coins.
He specializes in world coins.
I have an example here, a coin made during the siege of Vienna when the Ottomans were attacking it in 1529. You don't have that kind of amazing history with U.S. coins.
The American Numismatic Association says it's seeing more interest from children and young adults. And apps like Instagram, eBay, and Facebook have made collecting easier.
Young people are really, really good at using the tools that the internet provides.
Jeff Garrett is senior editor of a guidebook of United States coins known as the Red Book. It's published annually.
It took a lifetime to achieve the knowledge that I'd accumulated. Now I'm competing with guys that have been around for a few years. But they can look up with a click on their phone most of the things that I've had took me a lifetime to figure out.
He says online sales at his galleries have doubled since the beginning of the pandemic. And this year, he says he increased the value of nearly every U.S. coin in his book by 10 to 30%. In Boca Raton, I'm Yvonne Zumtobel for Marketplace.
I know. I keep turning up like a bad penny myself. David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.